Today's daf is Yuma daf Mem Zayin, and we start the fifth parak, parak Hotzi Ulo, and we continue with the avoda of the special avoda related to Yom Kippur. We started last time in the last parak talking about getting up and leading up to it. We did the hagrala, we were getting ready for the ketores, but now we actually have to get ready to go in. So the first item on the agenda is to bring out the shovel, to bring out the ladle that we're going to put the ketores in and get everything ready. And then we're actually going to go in. As we go through this mesechta, these first seven prakim, as we have described, from before Yom Kippur, from 7 days before Yom Kippur, that's the first Mishnah, as we continue to Erev Yom Kippur, and the night before Yom Kippur, and the night of Yom Kippur, learning the whole night, and the avoda itself. So we already did the Karban Tamid. Now we already did the first vidui, and then the hagrala, and then the second vidui, and now we're up to the ketores. Because remember, after the shechita of the par, so it was given over to, the blood was given over to a mimares, someone is on the rovat haravi of the azara, and now he's going into do the ketores, and only then he's going to come back and take the blood of the dam, and bring it into the kodesh kodashim, followed by the dam of the sa'ir, going into the kodesh kodashim. And then the bloods, neged the paroches, and then the bloods mixed together on the mizbeach hazah. That's going to be the inner avoda. So here we go. So hotziu lo es hakaf es hamachta. So they are brought. It is brought to him. Hotziu lo from where? Rashi says milishkas hakelim, from the room where all the kelim are. They bring him a kaf, a spoon, a ladle, and a machta, and a shovel. We are about to do the avoda of the ketores. The Shemi Shmuel points out that every day of the year, first we do the Zrikas Hadam, and then we do the ketores. Masha'enken, on Yom Kippur, we start off with the ketores. Ketores is done before the Zrikas Hadam, because he says, ketores, katar, kuftes reish, says the Shemi Shmuel, in Aramaic means kesher. Right? Katar, kitr is a knot in Aramaic. So kesher, ketores, binds us and gives us a special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, on every other day of the year, first we need kapara before we have that connection. That's why we have Zrikas Hadam, which achieves kapara, and then we do the ketores. On Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, just come. We have a special connection. Earlier, the Gemara in Daf Chaf, that there's no Satan today. It's one of the special days of the year. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants the connection with us, and therefore we go right away to the ketores. So, Hoziolo Tzakaf es Hamachta. They bring him the Kaf and the Machta, and what happens? Chafan Milo Chafnav. So now we have a unique avoda that's only done today. Yom Kippur, and that is Chafina. Chafina is to have two handfuls of Ketores, unlike the normal amount of a carbon mincha, which is a kemitza, and Ketores has other shear, but the Ketores on Yom Kippur has Molo Chafnav. Two handfuls. V'nasan l'toch ha-kaf. So he takes it out, and he lifts it up in his two hands, and then he puts that amount into the kaf. He does not walk into the Kodesh Kodashim with the ketores in his hands. He measures it. He gets the right amount through his hands, and then he puts it into the kaf. Hagadol fi gadol, v'akadol fi kotno. And there is no objective shear for the ketores. It depends how big the hands of the Kohen Gadol are. Right? How big they are, and if somebody has big hands, somebody has small hands, whatever, that is the shear that is required. The kachai is the midasa, and that's its shear. We'll have to see what those extra three words are teaching us. Kachi midasa. And then what does he do? He gets ready to go in. Notlasa machta v'imino, v'sakaf v'smolo. The machta, the shovel he takes in his right hand, and the kaf, the ladle filled with ketores, he takes in his left hand. There is a machlokas achronim, whether melicha is done on the ketores of Yom Kippur. Generally, malicha is done on every carbon, and not only every carbon of animals. Malicha is not just to get the blood out. That's not the reason malicha is done. Al kar karbon chatakriv melach, the pasuk says, there's a bris melach. And therefore, even a carbon mincha needs melach. And even ketores. The question is, what about the ketores of Yom Kippur? The Mishnah does not mention that malicha is done. It says the machlokes, achronim, the mikdash david, and the minchas chinuch, whether that avoda is done. The major action here on this Mishnah and on the Gemara coming up is this last line. That one is allowed to take the machta. One takes the machta in his right hand and the kaf in his left hand. As we'll see in the Gemara, this is for practical purposes. The machta is heavier, it has the coals, it's hot, and it's harder for the Kohen, who is a righty, because we know from the Mishnayos and Maseches Bechoros that to be a lefty is a balmum, lega for a Kohen. So he was a righty, so it would be hard for him, fasting and doing all the avoda, to have the heavier kli in his left hand and to have the ketores in his right hand. So that's why we switch it. even though Ketores is the ikar part of the avoda, the coals are just hechsher. They're not preparatory, but they help you perform the avoda of the Ketores. The question is, why is that allowed? Why is that allowed? Usually you can't do any avoda with your left hand. So the Gemara is going to say, okay, cholshet the Kohen Gadol. But the question that Rishonim asks is that good enough? Just because you have an avoda psula, you're allowed to, Mishav Choshet the Kohen Gadol, so why don't we say Mishav Choshet the Kohen Gadol, he can do the avoda sitting down. We don't say that. Yoshev is puzzle. We don't allow him to do that. We don't allow him to override other psulim, and all of a sudden when we come here to Smol, it is allowed. So that's a discussion of the Radvaz. The Radvaz writes in the Tshuva, in Chelek Beis, Simon Tuf Reish Mem Aleph. He has two answers to this question. He says, Ocha Alta, Kiman Shavoda Smol Psula, Kamosha Kasava Rav, Hechitznan, Moloch is a Machtabi Mino Vakapis Molo, Vachimipne Ayefus Kohen Gadol Hechshero Avoda Psula, just because the Kohen Gadol's tired? Two answers. Two important answers. Tshuva, first answer. Holochas Aktores Bismol, Ain't Posolas Avoda Ella Midera Banan. Doing the Avoda with your left hand is only a Psul Durabanan. It's not like the others learned out in the second parak in Meseches Zvachim, which learns out all the psulim of the avoda. The other ones are based on psukim, but he says this one, even if it's based on a pasuk, is just an asmachta. It's only a problematic durabanan, and then you have flexibility. The heimamru, the heimamru. So answer number one doesn't sound that way from the Gemara though. Inami, what's the other answer? Says the Radvaz, hecha diikataima v'tzorech gadol ki hacha. Yecholun levatel divrei Torah afilu b'kum vaseh. Wow. Even though the Gemara says in Yevamos that usually yesh koach b'yad chachamim lakar davar min haTorah b'sheva al taseh, most of the time when the Rabbanan knock out a din d'araisa, a mitzvah d'araisa, it's in the form of don't do something. Don't blow shofar. Don't shake a lulav. The Rabbanan have that power. Sheva al taseh. Don't do something. Once in a while, there's an exception to the rule where they violate Bekum Vaseh. Elio Bahara Carmel. He violated Bekum Vaseh. Bring Karbanos, right, outside at a time of an Isser Bamos in order to disprove the Nevi'e Habal and to bring Klal Yisrael closer. That's a Tzorach Gadol. So the Radvaz would say here, this is also a Tzorach Gadol. To allow the Kohen Gadol to be able to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur without getting tired out, that is a Tzorach Gadol, and therefore you're allowed to violate Bikum Vaaseh. V'dechvaz, he says, Tosfos says this in a number of places. Mikomakom al teretz rishon ani somech. I like the first teretz better. I think that's more of a acceptable one. But that's what that's the Radvaz. Two answers of the Radvaz. If you look in the Kesef Mishnah also discusses this on the Rambam, where the Rambam discusses the Nilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim in the fourth parak. The Rambam says, Kfar Biarnu, Shaholacha Bismol Poseles, Bidama Kachimu Bishar Avodos. The Rambam said, I've already described in Nilchas Maisa Karbanos, that you can't do Avodah with your left hand. Lefichach, Hayim in Adin, it's really proper, Sheyolech HaMachta Bismolo, V'kafak Torahs Biyamino. You should have the Torahs in your right hand. But, says the Rambam, Avam Mepnei Kovet HaMachta, the Ode Shehi Chama, it's heavy and it's hot, as we'll see in the Gemara, Eino Yachol Sovla Bismolo, he can't do it. He can't carry it in his left hand, Ad Ha'arod, all the way inside. Lefichach, he's allowed to switch it. Feel he's allowed to switch it. That's the Rambam. And then the Kesef Mishnah asks the same question. Kashali, since it's Pasul, how do we machshir it? So, he gives this two answers, same answers. Number one, Pasul Durabanan, Inami, or a little bit different than Yesh Koch B'yad Chachamim, his second answer, Inami, Avagav Da'olacha B'smol B'dam, Pasul Midaraisa, Mishum D'i Efshar, Shelo B'hiluch, Shalobi hiluch, biktores lo pasla, ubahachi achshir rachmana. The Kesef Mishnah says, the Rabbanan had a misora, that this is the din d'araisa, that this is an exception to the rule. It's not yesh koach b'yad chachamim. This is what their Torah had in mind, because this is part of the avodas Yom Kippur, and therefore it would be allowed. So that is the Radvaz and the Kesef Mishnah. It is. What if you have a very strong Kohen Gadol who could do it otherwise? The Gemara seems to say that. No, you still don't switch it. Still don't switch it. This is how it's done. This is part of the avoda of Yom Kippur. And finally, the last source related to this is Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, in Hilchos Pidyon u'Musafin, there's only one piece in Hilchos Pidyon u'Musafin, talking about Chatitza. We're going to have a a suggestion in the Gemara about how the Gemara is going to discuss how the Kohen Gadol carries all of these items into the Kodesh Kodashim. Does he put one on top of the other one? And it's very difficult to get everything in. As the Gemara is going to say, it's Avodah Kasha Shiva Mikdash. So the Reb Chaim deals with, the Gemara here doesn't seem like it's bothered by Chatzitza, by any interposition issues about having any type of interference between the Kohen's carrying it and the shovel, and why not? So he explains there's no real din of holachas haktores. The four dinim, the four parts of the avoda of an animal are shechita, kabbalah, holacha, zrika. And the Gemara even says in Zvachim that holacha lav avoda hi, it's an avoda that's not really needed. You could do the shechita right next to the mizbeach and not have any holacha. But if you have the holacha, then there are requirements to the holacha. Shechita, kabbalah, holacha, zrika. That's by an avoda of a behema. What about the ktores? Is there an avoda of holachas haktores to the mizbeach hazav? Is that really an avoda? Says Reb Chaim, I don't think so. And that's why chatzitza wouldn't be an issue, and maybe that's why smol is not so much of an issue. Because the holacha is not as strong of a requirement. It has to be done. You have to get in there somehow, but it doesn't have the same status as holachas evarim lekevesh and holachas hadam lamizbeach, any of the others. And that is why Reb Chaim says, you could do it bismol, and that's why, by the way, he says, maybe even every day, not just on Yom Kippur, maybe even every day, holachas ktoris is not called an avoda. That's what he says, v'tzarech iyan, im huzed din misuyam dafka b'ktoris de lefnai v'lefnim, de is kashra b'smol b'holachasa, av ktoris de heichal, dita kamo kol avodas holacha d'alma, de kaimol an holacha b'smol psula, oh no, oh de neima, de din zed nomar al shem ktoris, the ein ba'olachasa din yemin v'kulu k'tores shavin bazeh, and he's noted to say the last one. He's noted to say that it is a din in k'tores generally, and therefore even every day of the year it would be okay. And then he adds, even though the Gemara says in Menachas shiny yom kippurim, he says maybe Yom Kippur is the only one that has the status of something called halacha more than the rest of it. So, but once you say the halacha of Yom Kippur is allowed, then you might say the halacha of every day is allowed. But again, that is an important issue relating to halacha bismol. Okay, says the Gemara, machta tunnele. So one second, they bring him out the kaf and the machta. Didn't we have hatunnele? Didn't we have it earlier? Remember, this whole masechta is going in order. We already have that. Notalas ha-machta v'ala l'rosh ha-mizbeach v'chot v'yorid. He takes the machta, he goes to the top of the mizbeach, right? He's getting the coals. He already has the machta. Remember, the coals are already sitting on the fourth rovad. Maybe it's next to the dam, if it's the same one, even though the Gemara used two different lashonos in the previous Mishnah. But he already has the machta. What do you mean they're bringing him out of machta? So the Gemara says, no, it's two different machtos. Hasam. Over there, what machta did he already have and already use? Machta de gechalim. That's the machta that he filled up with gechalim from the inner recesses of the fire of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and he has that waiting. And v'hacha machta de ktores. Now here's a machta full of ktores that he's going to do the chafina from. Right? How did they bring him the ktores? They bring him in a shovel, and then he's going to do the chafina from this machta. So it's a different machta. Titania, as the Brisa says, Hotziu lo es hakaf reikon mi lishkas hakelim. They bring him out an empty ladle, which he's going to pour the chafina into, umachta gedusha shel ketores, and an overflowing machta of ketores mi lishkas beisavtinis, from beisavtinis, who we've already had earlier in this masechta, and in Shkolim, the family that did not want to share the Maaseh Ketores. First they were remembered lignai, and then maybe Rabbi Akiva said, right at the end of the previous parak, Laman Ches, that maybe they shouldn't be remembered lignai, because maybe they will only do a Gil Hashem Shamayim, right? So something might have changed over time. As the Gemara says, if you remember at the end, that only Ben Kamsan, I think it was, is the only one that didn't have an answer, that didn't have an explanation, why he didn't want to teach everybody how to write four letters at the same time. But that is the... That was the Beis Haftinus, as we have referred to here. Good. Mo chafan melo chafnav. Okay, he takes his two handfuls. V'nosein l'toch hakaf. And then he pours it from his hands into the ladle. Hagadol l'fi gadlo, v'katan l'fi katno. It doesn't matter how big or small the Kohen Gadol is. It goes by his hands. V'kach ha'is ha'midasa. That is the midah. Kaf b'yom ha'kipurim l'amali. What do you need the kaf for at all? Malei chafnav vehevi amar achmana. Just, why can't the Kohen Gadol just bring it in as is? He does the chafina, let him walk in. Where does it say in the Torah that you have to pour it into the kaf and then bring the kaf into the mizbeach, into the Kodesh Kodashim? Right? What do you need that for? So says the Gemara, well, practically, Mishim de lo efshar. There's no other way to do it. There's no other way to do it because not only does he have his hands full, both his hands full of Ktoris, he has to also bring in the shovel full of coals. So what is he supposed to do? Tehechi nevid. What should he do? Na'ayil v'hadu na'ayil. Let him go in twice. Let him bring one thing in and then come out and bring the other. Make two trips. Hava achas am rachman of loshtei avos. No, no, no. It says you only go in once to the Kodesh Kodashim and then once to get it out. But you'll only go in once. So therefore you can't make two trips. Nishkale, what's the other choice? Nishkale liktoris bichafnav. Let him keep the Torah in his handfuls. Vinachte lamachta. And then go down and take the machta. And digachalim ilave v'leol. Let him put the shovel of the Torah on top. This was Reb Chaim's Rai about what do you mean on top? Chatzitza issues. Let him put it on. How does he get it on top? His hands are full. So the Ritva says is another Kohen does it. Another Kohen, there's no din of avoda of putting the coals into your hands. So another Kohen would do it. So let him put the coals on top of the layer, obviously not touching him because that would burn him. These coals are burning hot. So let him put it on. He has somehow, put it in a way that it's balanced. So where is this? What are you supposed to do? Then when he gets in there, what is he supposed to do? What's he supposed to do inside the Kodesh Kadashim? Nishkale b'shineha, b'shine v'nachte l'machta. Well, let him take it in his teeth and put the machta down and then put the ktores onto the coals in that way, which, by the way, we'll see later on that he might use for the ktores, but at least for the coals, it's inappropriate. Hashtel v'ri melech basav adam einos in king. In front of a Kodesh, a human king, you wouldn't act in such an unusual way. Lifnei melech malchei amlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu alachas kama v'kama. So surely in front of Hashem, in front of the King of Kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, surely. So hilkach lo efshar. Therefore, it is impossible. You don't have any other choice. So you have to put the chafina. You have to assume. Okay, what's going on here? You have to assume that that's what the Torah meant. It's not the Rabbanan or making a din to Rabbanan. You have to assume that if this is the Avoda, the Torah meant that this is the way it should be done. V'kivan de lo efshar, because there's no other way, avdinan, we do it in this way. And after all, kidda ashkechad b'nisiyim. We find in another Avoda that there was Ktoris brought in a kaf. Right? Kaf achas, as well as Ktoris, b'nei Ktoris, right? The whole second half of Parshas Naso. So you see Ktoris is brought in a kaf during the Chanukas HaMishkan, and therefore we too bring it in a kaf. Good. If you remember from the Chanukas HaMizbeach, why was Ktoris brought then? Why was it brought in the end of it? Why did the Nisim bring Ktoris at that time? Every day. So the Mefarshim point out that they brought one of everything. Because this was being Mechanech, this was consecrating the Mishkan and the Mizbeach. So they brought one type of every carbon, including Ktoris. They brought a Mincha, and they brought a Chatas, and they brought an Ola, and they brought a Shlamim. They brought one of everything. The Ramban there has the amazing line, which we spoke about back in Zvachim, where's the Asham? There was no Asham brought. They brought a Chatas and an Ola and a Shlamim and a Mincha and a Ktoris. No Asham. The Ramban says, Chatas v'Asham Chadhu. Chatas and Asham, it's the same idea. Same idea. It's a fascinating line, is it? So we had Shiram about that. How much is Asham like a Chatas? It's Baal Chait, but the Zrikos of an Asham are like an Ola. Right, a chatas is the only one that has on all four chronos and lamala michut asikra. The ola is shtayim shehin arba, the asham is shtayim shehin arba, all under the chut asikra. So that is an interesting line related to the Nisim, but that's what the Gemara here says. So we need a model, so we go to the Nisim. Good. So what happens? Natal zamachta b'yamin v'sakap b'smol. So now we go into the reasons that we've already spoken about. You put the ktoris in your left hand. Yatziva ba'ara v'giyara b'shmei shmaya. What does that mean? The citizen, the one that's lived there forever, the native, Yatsiva Ba'ara, standing on the ground, Vigiyora, and the one that, and the Ger Bishmei Shmaya, meaning it's the opposite. The opposite, the one that's been living there should be higher and raised and up above. And the one that's visiting should be lower down. So this is the opposite. The Ktaris is that's a phrase the Gemara uses when something is just the opposite of what you would have thought. Right? You should have the Ktaris in the right hand. So Gemara says, Zumaruba Vizumuetes. No, the coals are much heavier. And that's why they're in the right hand. Viafilo Bismacha Shnean Shovin. And even if they're equal, low plug once, and this maybe points to one of the answers that we had before, that once this is assumed to be the Avoda, that's it. It's not just what we would call dechuya. It's allowed. This is the avoda, and therefore it is done always this way, even if you have someone. How can you be shoven if you have a kohen with a very, kohen gadol with a very large hand? So he takes a lot of ktores, and it's just as heavy as that. Coals, doesn't matter. Still do it this way. Ukamai says Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis. Like Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis, who had huge hands. He had huge hands. Okay? That's the Gemara suggestion. The Bach points out that the next four words are taken out. We'll read them. Zuchama vezutzonenes. Okay? Well, maybe another reason why it's easier to put the coals in the right hand is that it's hot, and therefore it's harder to carry, and therefore, again, he needs more strength. Period. Amru Allah Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis. It is said of Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis, this large-handed Kohen Gadol, Shaya Chofen Arbas Kavin, Bemilo Chafna, four kav, very large amount, he took with his two handfuls, the Omer, and he used to say, Kolan Hashem Zerdu, all women, Zerdu, they had Zered, the Zered Ima, Allah Lagag, but my mother Zered, went up to the roof, my mother Zered was unbelievable. What Zered? So, two days. Ika da Amri ba'arsan. Something means arsan, which is a type of oatmeal. Some type of hot cereal that his mother used to feed him. My mother had the best ingredients in that arsan, right? She had growth hormone in there. Kidraba bar Yonasan. Damaraba bar Yonasan. Amar Rabbi Yechiel. Arsan yafa l'chola. Arsan is yafa to a chola, to someone who's sick. Rashi quotes here from Maseches Brachos, different types of oatmeal. How do you cut the grains of wheat? You cut it into two, into three, into four. Right, we discussed that back in Maseches Brachos. It was given to pregnant women in order to help their fetuses and help the baby. So my mother's Zered was unbelievable. That's one. Either that's what he was praising. Or v'ikada amre, or he was saying b'shech v'zera. He was saying, my mother's and my father's, really this is the koach of the father, and not the mother, b'shichva zera, meaning the zera of the father was extremely potent. And therefore, basically he's saying, it's in my genes. Right? The two days of the Gemara, either it's nature versus nurture. Right? The first day is nurture, it's what I was fed. The second day it's just biologically, this is, I have the genes. Uka the Rebbe Yavo Rami, as Rebbe Yavo asked the following contradiction. Ksiva Tazreni Chayil, La Melchama, Tazreni Chayil, the end of Shmuel Beis, that Hashem girded me with, what David HaMelech says, with strength, but there's no Aleph in there. So you can read it like the word Zera, Vatazreni, or the word Zora, as we'll see. La Milchama, Viksiv HaMa'azreni Chayil, La Milchama. Same David HaMelech. Tehillim and Shmuel Beis. So, how do you read it? Amar David, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. We've had a lot of names of Hashem on this Amud. We had Melech Malchi Amlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we have Ribono Shel Olam. Zeri Sani V'Zeraz Tani. What does that mean? Zeri Sani, you have winnowed me. V'Zeraz Tani, and you have given me strength. What do you mean, winnowed me? The Malacha of Zorah. That's how you could read the word without an Aleph. Zor is winnow. That means it's a type of borer. Like the Gemara says in Shabbos, Zoreh, borer, and merakid are all similar malachos. So you winnowed me, you took the best of the zera of my father, and therefore you have given me koach through that way. Right? There's many zera that comes out at once. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the one that was unique, and the one that could be give tremendous chizuk and tremendous strength. And that is what David HaMelech says, and it's the same thing by Yishmael ben Kimchis. That is, he praises his father, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who helped his father create such a large and strong Kohen Gadol. Good, second line. Amru Allah Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis, another story about him. Pamachas, Sefer Dvarim im Aravi Echad Bashuk. One time, he went out to the marketplace and was speaking with an Aravi. Rashi adds two words, three words. Yom HaKippurim Haya. It was on Yom Kippur. See, the Kohen Gadol, right, this is the mocker for having a break in shul on Yom Kippur afternoon. Right here. Right, the Kohen Gadol went out on Yom Kippur. What did he went out on Yom Kippur? What's going on here? So we'll talk about it in a second. But if there's any mocker and shas for it, it's right here. So, the Kohen Gadol went out on Yom Kippur, talking to a certain Aravi. And all of a sudden, the Aravi was talking, and as happens many times, right, some saliva came out of his mouth as he was talking, and it went out to the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol. V'nichnas yishev avachiv. So that's it, he's gone. Rishvaba Kimchis is Tameh. So he no longer can do the Avoda, so they take the Kohen Gadol in waiting, his brother. Yeshevav, his brother, comes, Vishimesh Tachtav, and was Meshamesh, finished the Avoda for him. Vira'asa, remember we discussed this back in the first parak. What were they up to? Can you have two Kohanim Gedolim the same day? Bayis Echad Amar Rachmanav. So we discussed that. So it must have been at the time when it was okay. The Rasa Iman Shnei Kohanim Gedolim B'Yom Echad. And this mother had two sons, two Kohanim Gedolim working on the same day. Stop there for a moment. The Maariv Chayes here says, Yom Kippur? I don't think there's a break on Yom Kippur, says the Maariv Chayes. At least not in the Beis HaMikdash. What do you mean went out? So he says, if you look in the sources, if you look in the sources, says the Maariv Chayes. Find it right here. It's really the Marsha's question. The Marsha says, what's going on here? So he says, it quotes the Yerushalmi. It's really Yerushalmi. The Marsha says, if you look in Yerushalmi says, Erev Yom Kippur Havei. It was really Erev Yom Kippur, it was not Yom Kippur. The Eino Nira, Shaholach Kohen Gadol, B'Yom HaKippur and Bashuk. I don't think the Kohen Gadol took a break and went out and spoke to an Arab. Even if he went out, he's speaking to some Stam Arab in the Shuk on Yom Kippur afternoon. So, that's the Marsha. So he says, look in the Yerushalmi, it's really Erev Yom Kippur. Says the Maariv Chayes, look in the Yerushalmi, and the Marsha made a mistake, says the Maariv Chayes. If you get in the Yerushalmi, he says, Dvarav Temuin. First of all, if it was Erev Yom Kippur, I don't think it's, look in the Yerushalmi. Misvara, I don't think the Marsha makes sense. Because if it was Erev Yom Kippur, so then, if the non-Jew makes you Tamei, then just go to the mikvah and have Harav Shemesh, and you can do the Avodah the next day. You're not Tamei for 7 days. It's not like Tamei Mace or Tumas Mitzora. So Erev Yom Kippur says that why would you be Tamei? Ulam Yanti B'Yerushalmi. I myself looked in the Yerushalmi in Yuma and Diyuma Nizkar Sheyatza. This is the language Sheyatza Ladaber Im Hamelech Erev Yom Kippur. Where do you put the comma? It was an Arabian king, Hamelech Arav. That's a place. That's Yom Kippur on Yom Kippur. I think it was on Yom Kippur, but it was a Melech, you put the comma in the wrong place. Melech Arav Yom Kippur, Finitza Tzinora. Ulama Pirisham Melech Aravi, Shemaisa Yom Kippurim, Vinitzchalef Lamar Shah, Bein Erev, Hushem HaMedina, Hasmucha Leret Yisrael, Umalche Erev, Hayopirov, Ohavim, Ubaale Britam Shalachashmonoim, Vahaboam Achareim. This is the scholar side of the Maariv Chayes coming in now. Umatzasis, he says, that's why I think the Marsha is wrong, and I think really it was on Yom Kippur. He didn't answer what was he doing on Yom Kippur afternoon going out, even if he says he was friendly with him, but still, it doesn't explain, even if you're friendly, why are you going out? He says, but that's the Yerushalmi. But if you look in the Medrash Achremos, it says, Beferish, that Nichlas Ladaber and Hamelech Aravi. The Medrash supports him, but then he says Ubi Yerushalmi Perakama de Megillah. It says Sheyatza im Melech Aravi Erev Yom Kippur. It has two words. So then you know the Marsha is right in his understanding. But then you have the other problem: why he wouldn't be able to do the avoda? Maybe it was very late in the day. Maybe you have to come up with some kind of answer. That's the Maariv Chayes just figuring out exactly what happened on that. On that day. But that's the first story about Yishmael ben Kimchis.
If he had a chazakah being a zav, would that make a difference?
This is talking about a non-Jew.
Oh, yeah.
So about a non-Jew. A non-Jew, this is all. That's a separate question. Tosfos in Maseches Chagiga says the whole tomb is derabanan. Right? So you have to say they were moking the din. They made their din derabanan as strong, even to on a daraisa level. So that's one story. Another story. V'shuv amru alav Yishmael ben Kimchis. Another story about him. Pamachas yatsa v'siper im adon echad bashuk. He went out to speak to a certain Adon. V'nitza tzinor mipiv avagadav. Again, it happened. He didn't learn his lesson. V'nechnas Yosef echa achiv. V'shimish tachtam. And his brother Yosef went in and was the Kohen Gadol. V'ra'a sa'imon shnei Kohanim Gadolim b'yom echad. Again, his mother sees two Kohanim Gadolim the same day. Asks the Mefarshim, asks the Marsha, asks the Ben Yoyada, two questions. Number one, why did the same Kohen Gadol go? He had a different brother that went? That's a Tosfos Rid's question. Tosfos Rid says either he died, the previous one, or, fascinating, Tosfos Rid says, if it was the same Kohen Gadol, it would cause Yishmael to get a little depressed. It's like, oh, this, he's doing it again? Ugh. He would think of it like a Dover Kavua. It would be much more, he would get much more depressed if it was the same one. Okay, a different one? Okay, you're going now, but I'm really the one in charge. But if the same one went twice, says the Tosfos Rid, it would cause him to be a problem. Chol she the Kohen Gadol, she kisharoa she zeh kavua l'shamesh, mishamachi maskin achar tachtav. Number one. Number two, a great question, which we don't think of, but we should have thought of. The Gemara said, one second, you see from here clearly that this Yishmael ben Kimchis was working at least on two Yom Kippurims. Two Yom Kippurs, because one time he spoke to this one and his other one brother, and the other one. Remember the Gemara we had in Daftes? The Gemara says there were only four Kohanim Gedolim that ever served more than 1 year. Right, there were so many of them. It says 40 years was Shimon HaTzadik, and 80 years was Yochanan Kohen Gadol, and 10 years was Yishmael ben Pabi. Right, and some say Yishmael Elazar ben Charso. He's not on the list. How did he work too? Everybody else only did one, and they didn't finish their year. So says the Marsha, it must be the same one. Yishmael ben Pabi, that must be his father. That must be a father. And Kimchis was his mother, and that's why it must be the same person. So why over there do they call him by his father and here they call him by his mother? So it says the Ben Yoyada. Because originally you call him by his father because that's normally how you call somebody by their father's name. But after what we're about to see, the special schus that Kimchis had in order to be Zoche, to have so many children who are Kohanim Gedolim, so that's why the Gemara then calls him by his mother's name. Okay, says the Gemara next. Let's get to the story, the famous Kimchis story. There's one famous story about Kimchis and Shas. It's right here. Tadar Rabbanan. It's Kimchis Day in Dafyomi land. Shiva banim ayulala Kimchis. There were seven children, seven boys that Kimchis had. The Kula Shimshu Bakuna Gadola. They were all Kohanim Gadolim. All of them. Amru lo chachamim ma'asisa shezachit lakach. Tell me something you do. Tell me your schus. What schus do you have to have so many children? Kohanim Gadolim. Seven boys. Seven boys. Amru lohem. Miyame laro karas besi kalisari. There's the line. The walls of my house never saw my hair. Not only did I cover my hair, me'ikar adin, when I was outside, but even the walls, when I was alone in the house, the walls never saw. What, she never took a shower? She never got undressed? The Tosfos Yeshanim says, b'shash shahaisi yichol l'chasosam. When it was possible. When it was possible to cover the hair, right? When she was involved in private activities, when it was inappropriate to have her hair covered, not. But, you know, when it was okay, she said that. Amrullah, they said to her, by the way, Harbo also came below Ho'ilu. Meaning, many people do this, but they haven't had Kohanim Gedolim who, as sons, so you must have other schuyos too, Kimchis. But that is the Kfar Ho'ilulos. This is the famous story of Kimchis covering the hair. Again, maybe we'll have a Daf Be'in Shir relating to this, but again, this is actually, just before we get to the Halakha L'maisa, the Me'iri has a great line explaining lo ho'ilu lo. Many people did this, says the Me'iri. V'yavo b'shaharbo asu kein v'lo ho'ilu, baruch ba'al hamoznayim. That's all he says. Blessed is the one who is the one in charge of the scales. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what schuyos people have, and there must be other schuyos here, and even if somebody does this, Baruch Ba'al Hamoznayim. Blessed is the one who is in charge of the scales. That's the Me'iri. But either way, Halakha L'maisa, again, this is a very important issue. As we know, the din of a married woman having to cover her hair, based on the Pasuk in Parshas Naso, Paras Rosh HaIsha, as the Gemara discusses in Ksubis, the Mishnah in Ksubis, and Daf Ayin Beis, Das Moshe, Das Yehudis, kind of very big discussion. And Machlokes, many poskim hold this a din d'oraisa, to cover a lot of the hair, not just some of the hair. How much is allowed to be left out, if any? That is an important discussion. Maybe just quote one, the Magen Avraham, in Siman Ayin Beis, in Siman Ayin Hey, Nilchas Kriyashma, Arachaim, discusses this, in terms of, Kimchis. So the Shulchan Aruch there, why does this come up in Siman Ayin Hey? Siman Ayin Hey, in Arachaim, first volume, discuss in Nilchas Kriyashma, because that's where the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara in Brachas Chavdalit, Tefach Bisha Erva, Seir Bisha Erva, right, that one Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes that one is not allowed to say Kriyashma in front of Erva. Says the Magen Avram, okay, so what is called Erva? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Seir Shalisha Shidarka Lachasoso, also Likros Kenegdo, Afilu Ishto, right, even a wife. Aval besulos shadagan leila for a roast mutter, right? A single girl's here. The huad din sarah shal nashim, and also it's not erva. This is the Ramah in the name of the Rashba. Also, the hairs of a woman that are rogil to be going out of her tzimta. The huad din sarah shal nashim shiragin latis bichuslat tzimta. The Rashba is clear that there is a certain little amount of hair, which Ramosha Feinstein discusses. Is one square tefach altogether, but the little amount of hair that is ragil to go out from underneath the head covering. The Rashba says it beferish. The Magen Avraham here quotes the Zohar, which those are, there are those that are makban on the Zohar. Aval Zohar Parsha is naso hechmir ma'od. Shalo yira shum seyar me'isha. V'chein roi linhog. And that's why those that are makban, the Lubavitch Rebbe, and other poskim who say the best way to cover the hair is a sheitel, right, it's based on this Zohar. Because the sheitel doesn't show any hair. And that's based on the Zohar. Others, the Svardic poskim, who are very anti-sheitels, right, Rav Avadya Yosef and others, no, sheitel is, even though sheitels are, there are sources for sheitels, go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Shabbos, the Shilta Giborim in Masechta Shabbos explains why a sheitel, even if you can't tell the difference, you know, why it does not have the status of an erva, because hair, we do the Lashon of the Shilta Giborim, it's a very important Lashon. Shilta Giborim, again, we'll have a shear on this, Bez Hashem, a Dafiyin shear. But the language of the Shilta Giborim is, I'll just find it, Shilta Giborim in Masechta Shabbos. Okay, I'm not going to take the time now to find it. Here it is. Says the Shilta Giborim, V'davik ba'at, lo havi ela b'seir ha'davok l'b'sara mamish, v'nire gam b'sara im ha'seir. The definition of erva by hair is not hair per se, but it is when it's connected to the woman, right? If there's a body part that's not connected to a woman, that's not going to have the status of erva. We understand that. So it's seir that's nire vidavuk. That's when it has the status of erva. But if it's not connected, it's not at the status of ervas. But the machlokas is, what about this Rashba? So the Maker Adin, the Rashba says, there's a little bit that's allowed to be out. How much? A little bit. I'm not going to get into the shiurim right now for another time, but a little bit. That is the Rashba. If you look in also the, so what about Kimchis? What about Kimchis? That is not Me'ikar Hadin. That is a Chumrah, and it's not even a Chumrah, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, that maybe we should even, you know, even think is in the world of reality. Says Rav Moshe in Arachayim, Chelek Hey, Simin Lamed Zayin, Kisi Rosh Bifnei Baila in Etzricha. First of all, in front of the husband, right, no covering the hair in front of the husband. So Issapuris Rosh Rak Bashuk. If you have Fidla Bashas Nidusa, Lekoshim Isra Babesa Bifne Baila. Even when a woman's a Nida, she does not have to cover her hair when she's in front of her husband. The Hidr Ika Afil Lasos Kakimchis, what about Kimchis? Avalo Shamanu, She Ika Tsnuos Keelu, Va Afilu Badoras Akodmin. Even in past generations, says Ramosha, I haven't heard even the greatest of women that act like Kimchis. Meaning if one is in private, so, with a husband, at most, that's it. You don't have to. Ubizmana Tanoim, lo hayu nishosei noagos kein eli yechidus kekimchis. Even Bizmana Tanoim, they make a big deal about Kimchis, because even the wives of the other Tanoim didn't do this. So again, it's not something that is even a lachad, it's a hidur, but it's not something that should be on the list of hidurim, says Rav Moshe. There's a lot of other areas that we have to work on before we act like Kimchis. But we have to realize that it was a woman like Kimchis that did this. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, back to the Avodah of Yom Kippur. Bekumso, shalo yasa midah lakometz, by a carbon mincha. Bekumso, so there's no midah for a kometz. Again, what does the Kohen do for kemitza? He sticks his hand in and he takes the flour underneath his three middle fingers. Ibai lehu. Maosh yasa midah lachafina. So you're not allowed to have lo yasa midah meant, you don't have a kli that has the size of a kometz. You have to do it with your hands. So what about for a Kohen Gadol? Can you make a kli, which is the size of two handfuls of the Kohen Gadol? Maybe it's a special din by a carbon mincha, a regular mincha, of komtso, his komets. But here it doesn't say bechafnav specifically to teach me. It has to be with the Kohen Gadol's hands. Ella melo chafnav k'doras amim daka. That's just describing the amount. But it's not telling you it has to be with his hands. Lo. So maybe there's no requirement and you can use a kli. O dilmo, or maybe yalaf male male mikumso, or you learn zera shava from carbon mincha. So Tashma, let's try to prove it from our Mishnah. V'kachai samidasa. Remember, those are three extra words in the Mishnah. What are those three words teaching me? My lav shim ratza lasos mida oseh. The Bach takes out that word. Doesn't that teach me those three words that this is the mida? So you can even use a kli with that mida. Lo, hachi kamar. V'kachai achoze v'chopne lefnim. No, maybe those extra three words are teaching me relating to a machlokas later on. When the Kohen Gadol gets into the Kodesh Kadashim, so he has it in the kaf now, the ladle. Does he have to put the Ketores now back into his hands and then put it onto the coals? Or does he pour it directly from the ladle onto the coals? That is a machlokas. Do you do two chafinas or not? So maybe that's what this line is telling me in the Mishnah. They have to do another one. It says the Gemara, Shemas mina chofen v'chos v'chofen. What, so then this Mishnah is taking a stand on that machlokas? So why did the Gemara later on quote this Mishnah as a raya, that you have to do a second chafina? Dilma shim ratz alasos midosa. The Gemara says, okay, fine, you're right. Maybe the Mishnah is saying that you're allowed to do a kli, but there's no raya. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. So inami shlo yachsav shlo yosir, or it's emphasizing that you can't have any less or more. It has to be this exact amount. But either way, there's no raya that you can't, that you must, or that you are not allowed to. Rav Soloveitchik discusses here, why would you have to do two chafinas? Why would you need a second chafina? We'll get to it later on, but he says there's one of two reasons. Either because the maisa of hakdashas k'tores for Yom Kippur is not completed, unless you have two chafinas. Is it a din in the maisa hakdashas k'tores? Or is it a din in the maisa avoda of the k'tores? Meaning the k'tores has full kedusha. But now part of the avoda is to do it directly from the Kohen Gadol's hands onto the coals. An afkamina might be, does machshava poselas during this second chafina? Because is it already hukdash, or is this adding to its sanctification? We'll have to come back to that, Hashem, when we get to the machlokas later on. Tanur Rabbanan, Vayter. Male kumtso, yochol mevorason, back to carbon mincha. Because a lot of the chafina sources are from kmitza sources. So male kumtso, yochol mevorats, you might think that the kmitza can be mevorats, overflowing, tamalara, but kumtso. No, exactly, a kumtso under the three fingers. Iba kumtso, yochol afila barashias ba'osav. You might think only by the tips, meaning he doesn't put his three fingers down all the way onto the palms of his hands, but he just does a little bit. A little bit, meaning they're not, he doesn't have so much underneath. Tamalomar malokumso. Kidakamsi inshi. No. As people fold their hands. Haketzad chofesh shalosh etzba usav al pisas yadova komets. You have to fold your three middle fingers onto the palm of your hand and do kamitsa in that way. The Rivet in one place says, it's not, what, how do you know three fingers? Maybe it should be four fingers. Either misvara, because you need the two outer fingers to rub off the sides, or halacha moshe misinai. It might be part of the shiurin, which are halacha moshe v'sinai. This is one of them that kmitz has to be with three fingers. Ubimachavas, ubimarcheshes, and we know there are five types of karbonos mincha. By machavas and marcheshes, those karbonos mincha are first baked, and then they're crushed up into small pieces, and then kmitz is done. So by those, it's very hard, because you have to, it's not just flour that the Kohen is putting his hands in. It's like, imagine like a crushed up cracker. So there are pieces. It's harder. So what does he do? Mochik v'golo milamalo v'etzbo mitkitana milamata. So again, he has to rub the two sides. V'zuhi avoda k'tkacha shebe mikdash. And this is a very difficult avoda. Why? Because you have to rub down with your thumb and your pinky, and you can't break it so that there's lacking inside. There has to be full kmitza under the three fingers, and there can't be a piece sticking out because that would be too much. So it's difficult to get an exact, try to cut a cracker exactly in half for two children. And they always complain, I got the bigger one. It's got to be an exact cut right on the edge of his fingers. That's what makes it an avoda kasha. Says the Gemara, Zui Visulo, this is the hardest avoda? Vika Malika, Vika Chafina. What do you mean? There are two other avodas. Malika. The Kohen Gadol, when he has his fingernail, and he uses to cut the any karbana oaf or chafina, as we've described, as we will describe, in the Kodesh Kadashim, and how does he take it, put it all on the coals without dropping a little bit? So Elazuhi may avod this kasha shebe mikdash. This is one of them. Okay, so if somebody asks us outside today, what's the hardest thing to do in the base of mikdash? We have three answers. Malika, chafina, and kmitza by these karbanos mincha. By these karbanos mincha. What makes malika so hard? There's a machlokes. The Rambam says you're allowed to hold down the bird with your left hand and just do malika with your right hand. So according to him, the hardest part of malika is just cutting, going through with a fingernail, the whole mafrekas of the oaf. But other Rishonim in Mesechta Zvachim, Tosva says in Zvachim, that no, the hard part is you have to do everything with your right hand. You have to hold down the neck of the bird and cut the back of the neck of the bird. It's like hard to do that. So that's why it's hard. Either way, these are hard avodas. Ask the Chashuke Chemed. We know the Gemara says in Tainus that it could be that Kohanim, at least according to one daya, Kohanim should not drink wine bezman hazeh. Meheira yibana besa migdash, and therefore, you know, maybe if Mashiach comes today, I can't drink. Maybe it's my mishmar today. Ask the chashuke chemed, is there any lechatchila for Kohanim bezman hazeh to grow their right thumbnail long in order to be ready to do malika? Meheira yibana besa migdash, right? Is that, and if they don't, is it a problem of tzipisul Yeshua? So he quotes, there was a Kohen that did this, and he says, probably you don't have to. Why? Because it's avoda kasha shebe mikdash. It's going to take a while to learn. So you're going to have a couple of days. He says, but then, mistama not, He goes back and forth, and then he says, okay, fine, let's say a Kohen did this, though, and then he read my Sefer, you don't have to, and then he wants to cut his nail. Does it have Kedusha? Is he allowed to just throw it out in the same way? Because he's already getting this nail ready for the, right? He says he compares this to all Tashmishi to Tashmishi Kedusha. Do you have to, the nails that hold up the mezuzah, do they have Tashmishi Kedusha to put in Sheamus? Goes through all of a number of the sources. Or if a Moel uses his fingernail to do Priya, right? So does that have, it goes through all this discussion. Fascinating. That a Kohen Gadol, a Kohen, Bizman Hazeh, with the fingernail. Weiter. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Boy Rabbi Yeshua ben Uza'a, Bein HaBeinayim, Shomala Kumso Mahu. So the rest of today's Amud is, what about the flower or the Ktoris that gets stuck between the fingers? So by Kmitza, first by Kmitza, what happens to the, let's say the Kohen Gadol, Kohen, any Kohen does Kmitza, three fingers, and there's flour that is stuck in between the fingers. So Amar Papa, Degavai lo tibai lecha. What's able to be seen from the inside is not a shayla, Devade komo, so that's definitely part of the comments. Debarai lo tibai lecha. What's seen from the outside is for sure no question either. Devadai shirayimu. Ki tibai lecha debene bene. Is there flour mamish right in the middle of the inside that can't be seen from the inside or the outside? So my, is that considered comets or not? Amar Yochanan, Hadar, Pashto, Yochanan ben Choza. He asked the question, then he answered it. Bein Abinayim, Safik Ninhu. That's the answer. So not for now, we don't have time, but we're going to come back to the most famous Ritva Maseches Yuma on this line. About Bein Hashmashas, we'll come back to it tomorrow. Amid Beis is short, so we'll get back to that Ritva on tomorrow's daf. First, let's continue. Say Echi Yavit. So what do you mean? If it's a Safik, so what do you do? Lamaisa, Lamaisa. If you have flour that's stuck between your fingers. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, Makter Kometz Lechudei Tchila. First, you burn the Kometz, V'Hadar Bein Abinayim, and then separately you burn what was stuck in between. De'i Amar Bein Abinayim Bereisha, because if you want to first burn the part that was stuck in between, so Dilma Shirayim Ninu. No, maybe that's not supposed to be burned. It's Shirayim of the Mincha, meaning it's supposed to be eaten by Kohanim. V'Havilu Shirayim Shechasru Bein Kemitza Laktara. But then it'll be like the halacha of Shirayim that gets lost between a Kemitza and the Haktara of the Kemitza. Via Mamarin, we know from elsewhere, Shirayim Shechasru BeKemitza LaKtara Ein Maktirin Alein Es HaKometz. If you have a carbon mincha and the Shirayim get lost or get lessened before you burn the Kometz, then you don't burn the Kometz. So here, just in case, if this is not supposed to be Kometz, then this is ruining your Kometz. That's why you have to first burn your real Kometz. Then the Gemara says, Yahachi, but if it's true, Hashtanami. Ikri kan, but here too, you have a problem the other direction also. Ikri kan, kol shmimeno le'ishim hari hu b'baal taktiru. There's an issa daraisa to burn anything that's supposed to be eaten. So if this is not kometz, and it's supposed to be shirayim, then you can't burn it even after you burn the kometz. So what are you supposed to do? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, b'reder shemen pazi, demakdele l'shem eitzim. You burn it, but you have kavana that it should just be like wood. It's like wood, that's your kavana. It should be fuel on the mizbeach. Krebi Eliezer, the Tanya of Eliezer Omer, L'reach nichoach i'atamale, aval atamale l'shem eitzim. In a case where, Rebbe Eliezer's case in Maseches Vachem is, let's say you have limbs of different animals that got mixed up. Limbs of a chatas and an ola. So you can't eat the chatas because maybe it's supposed to be an ola. But if you burn it, then you're burning meat of a carbon chatas. So it says Rebbe Eliezer, you burn it and you have kavana that it should be like eitzim. Right, that's what you do. So, honey, Chalur Rebbe Eliezer, that works according to Rebbe Eliezer Shitu, who says that's okay. El the Rabbanan Ma'ikel Meimer, the Rabbanan don't agree with that. The Rabbanan say that no, you're not allowed to burn it. L'shem Eitzim. So, Amarav Mari to Kamsi Shmeine. Okay, you know what you have to do? You have to get Kohanim with fat fingers. So, there's never flour that could get stuck. So, Kohanim with fat fingers need to do this. Ask the Rabbi Yaakov Emden without. He just says Sarachian. What? That only fat fingered Kohanim to do kemitzas? He says, and what about Kohen Gadols for Chafina? The Kohen Gadol has to have alamilas, including fat fingers. He says, Tzarech Ian. He doesn't answer the question. I find that hard to believe, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that is exactly what is done. This is the answer given, but, no, it sounds very strange, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden to me. The Miri also quotes this and discusses that this is a fat-fingered Kohanim. Tzarech Lachta, he says, but he doesn't, whatever, I'm not going to read it now, but he's not convinced that this is a real requirement. Maybe it just means they have to make sure the Kohen and Kohanim can do it in a way that the flour doesn't get stuck. Last line, Hashadah says Lahachi, Rebbe Lezer Nami Lechadchila Tekamsi Shmeini. Maybe a Lechadchila level. But if you could get a Kohen that could do it without getting his flour stuck between, then that would be what is appropriate. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with the Ritva. Start with the Bein Hashmashos discussion, and then we're going to get into other discussions that are coming up. Lekicha, without Kavana, is coming up on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.